Hey everyone, it's your DM. I just wanted to say a quick apologies real fast before this episode for why we haven't been uploading lately. And our editor and player was actually in a small motorcycle accident. He is okay and getting better, but he had all the files, so I couldn't do any editing myself to get them uploaded, but he is back home now and he has sent me all the files that I need. And he is just resting up and is doing good. So I just wanted to let everybody know that that's the reason why we haven't been uploading. So sorry about that. But hey, things happen when you ride motorcycles. I ride them as well, and it is kind of dangerous. But luckily, he is doing good and is on the path of recovery. So without further ado, we will be uploading back to our regular uploads on Wednesday. I will be doing the editing from here on out. Just because our editor needs some time to rest and get back up to 100%. So, without further ado, I hope you guys enjoy episode 17. It's a pretty good one, I think. Lots of good role-playing in this one. So, thank you all for being so understanding, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Recording. Please do not swear.
Three, two, fucking one, fucking action. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Chronicles of Vavengula. All right, you guys are on the cruise ship.
Pleasure ship.
Yes, pleasure ship. You wake up in the morning, and we'll start it off with Cass. Give me a Constitution saving throw to see if you wake up with a hangover or not. Drinking pretty heavily last night.
Constitution save.
What do you get?
11? 11. You wake up with a bit of a hangover. A little bit of a headache. Maybe still a little droggy from the night before. Yeah, so you all wake up in the morning. Rags is still just like drooling on himself. His shirt right now is like fully covered in just drool. He is still drooling on himself. You guys, how long have you been on the ship for? A day now?
Yeah, I think it's been a day.
Yeah, okay.
We only slept once.
Yeah.
The purple guys.
So, you guys are on the open sea. What do you guys want to do today? You know, this big ship.
Stay in my room.
And stay in your room.
I am not going anywhere on the pleasure ship. I'll leave that to the two men in the group.
Come on.
I will not be harassed by men.
No men are going to harass you. Much.
Yes.
Just saying. That's hey, fine. You were the one I wanted to play girl, so.
Yes, but still.
All right. Adventurers, what do you want to do today?
How many days?
You're muted, Cass. Not you, Heston.
Oh, okay.
Well, Cass is going to wake. Do we have a window in the room?
Little port window, circular window. Can't open it. It's big enough to like... It's like about as big as your face.
Is there sunlight coming through the window?
Oh, yeah. Nice little sunlight coming through, a little beam that comes through. And
where is it falling in the room? Just on the floor?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like if you open up the door to your guys' room, it's on the adjacent wall of your door, just right in the middle of the wall. And then you got four beds.
I wake up. See the light coming through, like someone turn the lights out. Good blood, I can't allow. It's too bright in here. I want to go back to sleep.
Yes, that light is the sun. Wake up.
Well, the sun's too bright. Turn it off. What day is it?
I know what day it is.
It's middle of the week, so Wednesday.
Wednesday.
When did we get on the ship? Yesterday, day before?
Yesterday.
Are we there yet?
No, we're not.
Still got 4 days of travel.
We have something to talk about.
Did I piss the bed?
No, but you were pissed.
I haven't checked.
Okay, just I'll pat the bed. If I'm guessing it's dry, because I don't piss the bed.
You pat the bed, you feel a wet spot.
Oh,
I clearly didn't piss the bed, guys. Well done. Okay, so first of all, I am
hungry.
We need
to talk.
Oh, okay.
Let's get some breakfast and talk at the table, shall we?
Fine.
Can we not? Wait, hang on. Is this not?
Yes,
like,
we can order breakfast.
Can we order breakfast to the room?
Yeah, there's like a little string that's kind of closer to the door to your guys' room. And if you pull it, it rings a bell far off in the kitchen. And a
already used to order wine.
Waitress, waiter kind of person will come to your room.
Somebody else has to pay for it this time, though.
I would like... No, it's all inclusive. I remember.
Nope. Only the dinner at the evening.
The only thing that's inclusive is the food at the main place for dinner.
I have room no more gold.
Well, I would like...
You're bro. Really?
I literally spent all my gold on this cruise, just saying. Because nobody else laid it or put money in, apart from the witch that lent me the last 100, I think.
But I would like to order some breakfast. How much is breakfast?
So you go over and you pull down on the pull string. It's got like a little wooden handle. And maybe like 5-10 minutes later, you get a knock on your door.
No, open the
door. Come in.
Oh, I was at the door anyway.
Well.
You open the door and you're greeted with a nice looking young girl. Yes, you called for service?
How much is breakfast?
For how many people? Just for yourself?
Three people.
It's gonna be 5 gold per person.
Yeah, here you go. It's 15 gold. Can you bring in three breakfasts?
Yes. And she takes your gold and hurries off. And about 20 minutes later, another knock at your door.
I'll open the door again and guess, and I grab the food.
Yeah, it's on a little rolling tray, and she pushes the whole tray in, and it's assorted. There's 3 plates with eggs. Some fried meats. There's a couple of different. There's like a bowl of assorted fruit. There is a kettle with a couple like tea glasses around it, and there's a little steam coming out of the stout of the kettle. It's a nice little bread of food and drinks.
Okay, well, she may be excused. I'm guessing we.
Oh yeah,
sit
she
down
yeah.
around the table. I put all the food on the table, and we just start. Everyone just helps themselves. I'm guessing. Catherine, you wanted you wanted to talk about something?
Yes, about the purple-eyed people.
Yes, so you actually listened to what I had to say.
No, I didn't listen to you. I listened to Aston.
I didn't tell Aston.
No, but he also met them. And he actually had more to say about them than you did.
Oh.
What was your encounter with these people, Cass?
Well, they were being horrible people. So they were pretentious. I went to the top deck just to get some fresh air. Nothing untoward about that. And me and Kagi was just getting some air. And these two people were in the middle of, like, the ship, I guess. And they had purple eyes. And I went over to them and was like, your eyes are purple. Nice conversation I had with them. And
I remember you being pretty on edge on that evening.
I do not like this ship. I do not like the people here.
So how did it go?
Well... I was talking about their eyes, and then they asked me questions, and I asked them questions. I don't really remember what I said, but I do remember at one point near the end of the conversation, I think it was the female or male, I can't remember, one of them put their hand on my shoulder, and I thought my legs were gone, and I just fell over. Like, my whole left
just
side
like
of my
that?
Body. Just whole left side of my body just went whoop, straight over.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah. And... Mm. Then I looked around for them, gone, just disappeared, gone. No idea where they went. They could have gone down. They could have jumped overboard. I don't know. And that was it. And then I came back and Catherine didn't want to know. So.
No, because you were drunk. You were pissed drunk.
That's what some people say. I mean, I came in the room and I distinctly remember you had your feet on top of rags, like some sort of weird dominatrix.
Kes?
Yes.
You just pissed the bed.
That is Mela came in. That is Mela. You do not know I pissed the bed. I never said anything about it.
Oh, but your face told me everything when you touched the wet spot.
Oh, shit.
Well, yeah, I met these people when I was getting some supper in the evening. They were sitting right across my table, but they didn't order any food. And that was kind of strange to me. And I went over out of character. Wasn't it like that one of them glanced at me? That I noticed that with a perception check.
Yeah, you
then
were
I
like
went
sitting.
Over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they were shooting glances at me, and I went over to speak to them. And they are very. I think these are the very same people that you met, Cass. They were very, very mysterious. And they asked me also some questions and also talked to me about a strange an artifact, was it? I don't remember the details of that.
Yeah, they wanted something.
Yeah, from the islands where nobody returns from this. What was it called?
Never Noko Noko.
Yeah, and the thing they wanted, they asked for an artifact or something.
Yes, the ritual stone.
Yes.
Something of immense stone shards.
Power. Yeah, stone shards.
Yes,
shard.
That's what it is.
Something it's of immense power shard. that could take magic, I think it was.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, if we run into the Guardians of the Galaxy at some point, because they're looking for these stones, just going to say, best crossover ever. Just
yeah, they were basically like, hey, Master Witcher, if you ever go there, make sure you fetch that for us. It will be worth your time. And yeah, they were very, very creepy fellow. And yeah, then they just went off again.
Now, I don't believe I have ever seen anybody like that with purple eyes, other than the guy that was with Rags.
Yes. Yeah. Catherine, you told us that this is an ancient, supposed to be ancient base here on the Vavengula Island.
I don't know much about them, but yes, they are very ancient.
Okay, so they're not to be messed with, I'm assuming.
Well,
they clearly have magical powers.
And apparently the purple eye that the Eston spoke about were well-traveled.
Yeah, it seems that way. The guy seemed to know who we were.
No, they just knew what a witcher was.
No, and I was talking about Rags' second-hand man knew who we were.
Oh, yeah. Well, to be fair, we did match the description that stopped the attack at the wedding. That's why they knew who we were.
Mm. Yep.
And you couldn't keep your mouth shut, I'm assuming, since you spoke most to them.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to just, you know.
Well, whoever
this bread's
they
good,
might...
isn't it? This bread's really good.
Whoever
they eat a piece of bread.
Whoever they might be, we can't tell. We can't say anything for certain about them. I guess we might as well just go on and bring this fellow here to the king.
So I have a question for you, Eston.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
So your expertise as a monster hunter, you seem to do work for people that need help. Is that correct?
Yeah, monsters that threaten to harm or have harmed humans, I take care of so that no more people suffer from them.
Well, we spoke previously, if you recall, in the jungles, about me possibly traveling with you and learning more about your
trade.
Craft, your trade. Yeah. Once we get back to the king and we hand over Rags, presuming he doesn't need us for any immediate danger there, does that mean you're just like, for hire, you will move on somewhere else?
Yeah, I travel the land and whoever's willing to pay me and the threat is real, I serve. Well, not serve, I don't serve like king or something. I'm on my own always and doing all the contracts that I can find on the way.
Well, you're not on your own at the moment. But...
yeah, not at the moment, but usually witches tend to be loners in their career, or so to say.
Once we get back to Evercroft, I'd like to stop by Honeybirch Farms, show my master some of these, well, basically show him, what do you call it, a bestiary that I'm making? Mine's very crude, but I'm wondering if I can show that to my master and the rest of the hunters there. Give them some more, how can you say, protection over possible monster attacks. If it's all the same to you, Eston, I would like to continue traveling with you and learn more.
Sure, I also don't mind that. You prove to be some resourceful people. And then we also could start with your actual training, like swordsmanship, and you know how to shoot that much. You know more about than I do.
Hey, you just wait. You just wait. I'm learning more and more about the shooting every day. I mean, you watch. I will surprise you. The next time we have a fight, I will pull out the big guns and you'll be like, wow.
Yeah. But at some point, if you really want to be more effective again and be able to defend yourself against real monsters, I think we need to stop by Ellingfall at some point to get some silvered stuff. You know,
I have been asking around. I did ask in Dustacre if their jeweler or their blacksmith could melt down some silver tipped arrows. But no, no one seems to know that craft. So I'm guessing the dwarves in Ellingfall will probably be the best bet in these isles.
Yeah.
Wiring silver weaponry.
I also think that. So we've now and at multiple points, we asked for silver, but everyone just points to Erlingfall. And I think it's a place worth stopping by and see what work might be offered there that needs doing.
That's not a bad show. Okay.
What do you think, Catrin? Would you come along with that?
Sure, I need to actually...
Be sure you need to report back to the king.
Yes, but I actually wanted to see something in Elephant as well.
Oh, well, it looks like we stayed together a little bit longer then.
Sure.
And after we... we'll see what we do after we collect payment from the king, of course. And stop by your farm. And then I guess we make our way through a familiar route that we've already taken to the Tukuru jungles, Shadow Grove.
By now, they might have done some work on that bridge. They might have been working on that.
I can't tell if it's finished already, if we could use it.
It is a big project, but I doubt they will have it finished by now. We could always ask the king. Yeah. We are reporting to him, after all.
This contract is not... it's not a contract. We accompany you on your quest here, Catrin. Let's see that done first. We're not finished yet, and then we see what we do.
Sure.
So, is there anything you guys want to do on the ship? If not, I'm going to press the passport button.
Yeah, my character's done everything he wanted to do on the pleasure ship.
I'm just going to read my books that I've read multiple times.
I'm just going to play with Kage.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll do some meditation.
So the rest of the trip is just fine. Nothing crazy happens. The way the cruise ship goes is it stays fairly close to the shore. So you always have a sight of shore and, you know, it's just cruise of luxury. And you guys eventually get back to Evercroft and it's about midday.
Yeah, how many days is it still are left until we reach Evercroft?
So from Evercroft to Dust Acre is 4 days total of travel. So you guys get back to Evercroft. You got Rags. He is
still drooling.
He has come back.
Oh,
but there's like a glaze in his eyes, and he doesn't talk. He's like not drooling. He's like looking around and stuff, but it's like he doesn't nothing recognizes. You don't see anything in his eyes, if that makes sense.
God, he's like in baby
state. He's got a 1,000-yard stare at all times.
But he's in baby state.
Practically.
Do you think this will go away, Catrin? Or is that permanent?
Well, magic might help on it, but I'm not sure.
Are you skilled in it, or are there any healers in Evercroft?
I'm not really skilled in the arts of manipulating people, so I wouldn't.
I mean, about healing.
No, not that either.
Because I'm not sure if. I don't know anything.
My Mensa may know.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of other wizards.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about that much arcane stuff, but it's clearly of a magical source, so I don't think any conventional herbalist or doctor could help with that.
A herbalist might be able to help as well.
All right, so you guys get off the ship. You're in the docks. Are you heading straight to the king?
I'm wondering.
I will tend to the horses first.
Yeah, that's good. I was wondering, do we see these this purple-eyed couple also leave at Evercroft? Or are they staying on the ship?
Roll a perception check for anybody that wants to look for it.
I would like to look for it as well.
I'm looking at the horses.
Yeah, of course you are.
15.
That's a 15.
Oh, wow. You guys both rolled 15s. You guys are standing right next to each other. And you're just like looking around, and the last person comes off the boat as you guys are waiting for your horses to get unloaded. And you're looking around, and then you see the girl. She looks at both of you, smiles, and she's like, arms are like locked with the gentleman she was with. And a person walks by them and they disappear.
Oh.
The last thing you see is her just this fucking grin on her face that just doesn't look like any good intent is happening. And as like somebody, there's a big crowd of people that they're in, and a person walks by them, gone. You guys don't blink or anything. They're just gone.
I have a feeling we will meet these again, Catrin.
Probably.
All right. Your horses eventually get unloaded. What do you guys do?
Have they been taken care of? Nicely cared of.
Yeah. It
are they still thick?
excuse me. They
only Jeff is thick.
Yeah, true.
They have like stable hands or like people that care for horses. So yeah, they've been taken care of just fine.
Cass, would you want to take our horses to the Evercroft stables, and Katrin and I would head with Rags for the palace, and we will meet there?
Sure. Yeah. No, I'm okay to do that. I'm good to do that. Do you guys need any supplies while I'm out? No,
I can get that from really. The palace.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll take these over there, and then I will meet you. Say, I'm guessing we go separate ways, so I'm going to say I'll go that way, you go that way. So say about 45 minutes to an hour, I'll meet you. Well, I'm guessing you guys are going to go see
the king. Yes.
So you go up there. I will wait like downstairs for you guys.
You can also meet us inside in the entry hall.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'll meet you in the entry hall. Yep. But you guys are going to go see the king first, so I will wait for you there. If I catch up to you before that, I'll come in with you. So.
You know, you are welcome to the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know I am welcome. I think I have seen enough, how can you say, rich people for as long as I need to.
I'm glad you're... I think you are glad that you're finally off that boat, aren't you?
Oh, I'm splashing my feet in the puddles every time I walk. I love dirt.
So yeah, let's meet at the palace.
Sure.
All right, so you guys go your separate ways. Cass,
well, follow Eston. But
that's what I mean. Like, yeah. Cass, give me a perception check as you're walking with the horses.
Perception check?
That's not good.
That's never good.
All right, yeah. You see like a town of people and you hear people talking, but you can't really make out what they're saying. You're taking them where, to the stables?
Yeah, so I believe the stables are in the north part of town.
Yeah, very, very north part. So you get there in about 40 minutes, probably. Again, it's midday in Evercroft. The city is very dense and populated, so it takes you a bit, especially moving with three horses through the town. You get there, and what do you want to do there? Just put the horses?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to the stable hand, basically. Keep the horses there. For the next few hours while we had to go deal them out with the king.
So, you see the two young kids and then the older gentleman working. Mm-hmm. Two kids they're carrying buckets to fill up water troughs. And the young man is putting horseshoes on a horse.
Tacking the shoes.
Nice. Yep.
I would like to shout over to him. Excuse me, is the stable hand around?
Yep. Yeah, that's me. You've met this guy before.
Oh, I didn't notice because he was looking. He was bent over with a horse leg between.
He's
his
like,
legs.
Oh, yeah, hey, I remember you.
Hey, am I okay to leave my horses with you for next couple of hours? We've got a meeting with, me and my friends, associates, have a meeting with the actual King of Evercroft, which needs somewhere to stable horses for Dale too. Oh,
yeah, of course. The couple hours you said.
Yeah, probably the next. Let's say 6 hours. I'll pay for 6 hours, and then if it goes over, I will pay the rest. Whatever goes over when I get back to you.
All right. Well, 15 gold for 6 hours. About half a day, roughly.
Yeah, his 30 gold. Keep him for the day.
Thanks. Okay. Perfect. And he takes the reins from your hand and leads them into separate troughs. And
I really don't like that Cass have money now.
No,
he doesn't know what's
so many riches.
He doesn't. He doesn't know what to do with it. He's just fucking spending it all over the place. He's poor with money.
The camera. are you gonna just head back?
I'll pay down and I will head straight to the with a fast walk back to the.
Give me one more perception check on your way back.
10.
You pass a tavern, and there's like a little porch with tables out, and you hear somebody, two gentlemen talking, and they're like, did you hear about the attack on Honey Birch?
Oh.
Well, I stop in my track.
One of them, the other one comes, it was horrible. I think it was another monster attack. Yeah, it definitely had to have been monsters. Like, who else would have attacked Honey Birch? Like, there's nothing there, really, except for honey. I mean, and they kind of go back and forth about it.
I'm going to run over to the table.
Okay. You ran
what
over?
You mean, gentlemen, you said there's an attack on Honey Birch. When was this?
Yeah, it's like the talk on the town. It's a couple of days ago.
Is everyone okay?
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people died. It was a monster attack. Everybody always dies when there's a monster attack. Like, obviously, some people died.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a knee. I'm going to write on a slip of paper, Honey Birch attacked by monsters, head in there now. Give it to Kage and tell Kage to go to the castle and give it find Katrin.
Okay, you're going to... Okay.
I'm going to send the fox. That's my messenger. And then I'm going to run back to the stables and I'm going to grab my horse.
Do you try to stop and talk to anybody? Like, no, are you going to try to stop and talk to the stable hand about it or anything?
I'm going to run there. I'm going to say to stable hand, say, I'm taking my horse. Leave the other city. I'll be back in a bit. And I'm going
to
get my horse.
Do you want... And he like starts to talk to you, but you're already on your horse and out the front gate galloping. Yeah. And as the camera's following you, it'll pan over to Esten and Katrin. By the time you guys get to the Evercroft Castle, Kari runs up with a little rolled up piece of parchment in its mouth. And he's like pawing at you guys.
Well, take a knee and take the note and read it.
And you read, there was an attack on Honey Butch Farms. I'm heading there now.
Shit, there's bad news, Katrin. Cass's farm has apparently been attacked by something.
Oh.
I guess monsters.
Well, that's not good.
No.
Where is he now?
It doesn't... I mean...
It says, Honeybridge.
He's heading to Honeybridge, apparently, so he will not meet us at the palace, I guess. Let's see...
Fuck.
Let's deliver this guy to the king and see if the king knows something more about this.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. I will obviously wave at the guards when we approach.
Yeah. And actually new guards. Never seen them before. They look fairly young. They're just standing there. Every guard person would know, especially you, Katrin, but also Eston's name has been being thrown out. Hey, if you see a witcher, he's with us kind of thing. You guys walk in and you see the brothers arm wrestling at a table and just screaming at each other. I'm the stronger. No, I was born first. No. They're like just their strength is matched. So they're just like right in the middle, just shaking their arms. You see maids and some other people, you know, some noblemen at a table drinking and having some food discussing. And you see the king. He sees you and he stands up. And so paint the picture for me a little bit. You guys, Rags is tied up in chains. Do you walk like pulling him in front of you?
Well, I guess I would live up to Esten.
Yeah, I think Katrin would walk in front of us. And I have Rags not restrained since he's not shown any resistance this entire trip. But he would have a hand on his shoulder and like leads him.
Leads
so that
him.
He could keep him.
I get you. Yeah. So you guys enter the main hall and that's kind of what you see and you're leading Rags. And the king like stands up slowly and then like takes a few hurried couple steps down, but then slows his pace and meets you on the same ground. Is this, I must presume, the one behind all this?
Well, he was the leader of the clan that attacked you, but... The mastermind behind it is dead, sadly.
Dead.
He is kind of just ash.
Hmm.
But this was the guy that ordered the attack.
All right. Snaps his fingers. Guards. And the brothers stand up and come right over and like pick up Rags because these guys are like 6'2 and just nothing but muscle. Just like pick him up. Each one's got an arm. Pick him up off his leg. And he gets... Katrin, you would know this to be going back to the dungeon.
Yes. I suggest,
and then they turn a corner and disappear.
I suggest you have Udrik look over him. He was a victim of mind controlling, if I'm not totally mistaken. Also, there might be information we can still gather from him.
Okay. Well, we will work on that. Thank you so much for doing this. And then he like walks back up to his throne and grabs this sack coin purse. And he says, well, you've done what I've asked and I much appreciate it. It's unfortunate we didn't get the mastermind, but at least we got the head of the order that ordered this attack. I did promise payment to you.
We have more information as well.
Yes.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's funny.
For fuck's sake. So, The mastermind behind it had purple eyes. It's an ancient race here in Vivangula.
Ancient race? I've heard about it once or twice, but just fairy tales, myths.
Yeah, they do exist.
That is actually a little discerning. Well, I will put the word out and keep an eye out.
We did, however, also meet a couple matching this. Yes, matching this description, but purple eyes, being of the same race. On the ship back to Avangula.
Did you interact with them at all?
Yes, I believe Eston interacted with them.
Yes.
Did you?
It was lady and a gentleman. They were asking me if I would at some point get to the island of...
Never Noko Noko Island.
I love that. Well, it's on the side on the map. And fetch some stone shards for them, which might stone be a magical artifact of interest to them somehow. They were very, very mysterious and shady. Probably not up to any good, but nothing we can tell for certain, except that one of them, not this couple, but that mastermind was of that race and that he was controlling this person.
It is very interesting. Stone shards. I've heard of those before. Another legend, myth, but...
I get these purple eyes and legends go hand in hand.
Yeah, it might have something to do with it. Well, I guess there's not much we really can do right now. I will start to look into that, though. That is interesting. Maybe they have something to do with the monsters.
Yeah, possibly. Speaking of that, our companion, Cass, remember this, the ranger from the Honeybridge farm that was traveling with us, he apparently heard in town that Honeybridge Farm has been attacked. Do you know anything about this?
Unfortunately, it was 2 days ago. There was a monster attack.
Did anybody survive?
Yes. The town is still standing. There are still people there, but it did take quite a few deaths.
And you don't by any chance know about his master, the old elf?
No, I have not. I have not heard anything. I sent fairly big, large group of troops there with supplies and to help rebuild. And I sent a couple workers, stone workers, wood workers, a couple blacksmiths. I haven't heard. I think they're still like taking count of the bodies and identifying bodies.
You could send me to investigate that place and find out more about the source where these monsters came from to cleanse it.
You're free to do whatever you like. I don't know how much I can do more. Like I said, I've sent about 40 people in total to help the town with supplies. I am curious to talk to this Rags person. Feel free to do what you want. You would be so kind. Where is Cass?
He made his way already to Honeybridge Farm.
Okay.
He's a good fellow and all, but you know that I don't work for free. Would you be willing to pay?
I'm not actually telling you to go and help. That if you want to do that, that is on your own accord. I don't have any more contracts for you at the moment. Evercroft has been surprisingly low in crime rate after the attack, so I don't have any more work for you at the moment.
Very well, but then.
I'm sure I will have some in the future. You're always welcomed at the castle. Thank you again so much for everything. Katrin, are you going to be staying?
I will need to talk with my mentor, but I will be heading for Honeybirch as fast as possible.
He is actually at Honeybirch, helping.
Never mind. That beats me to it, because I was going to go there first before I was speaking to him.
Okay, well, yes, he volunteered to go as well, so.
Well.
He should be there.
I am happy to be of service if anything comes up again, you know, but... If you wouldn't mind, I will be heading out now, then.
Of course not. You know your home is always here, Katrin. And he, like, gives you a very warming smile. I will make sure maids keep it clean for you, but it will always be here for you.
I thank you.
Of course. Now, if there's nothing else you guys need from me, I have someone I need to go interrogate.
Yes. Well, I will leave you to it. And I will leave for the door.
Tell Cass best wishes. And if there's anything else I can do, I'll try to do it. And he turns around and heads in the same direction that the brothers went with Rags.
And I will also leap for the door.
Yep.
To the stable, which I'm guessing my horse is at.
Yes, you guys would know your stable's at. You get there. And as you walk through the town, you hear it's like that is on everybody's tongue is the attack on Honeybush Frog. You guys get to your horses and take off at a fast pace, steady pace, slow
fast. Fast pace,
full gallop. You guys take off. The camera's following you, and then we'll pan back over to Cass. Cass, you are panicked.
Yeah.
Your heart is beating fast. You get back to your two Honeybridge Farms, your home, and it is in ruins. There are still buildings standing. The fires have been put out. You can see that you see a lot of like guards more than there were previously. You see blacksmiths that have set up a makeshift like tent and blacksmithing area to start making nails and just any kind of metals you would need to start rebuilding. And there's woodworkers that are there, you know, shaving down logs to make nice planks and stuff like that. What do you do?
I would make a beeline for my master's house, or my house, I should say.
Yes, you do so. But before you get there, you see a row of bodies. And at the end of those bodies, you see like a table with someone on it.
Oh.
His hands are crossed, and it is your master.
Why ain't God do this to me?
He has been killed in the monster attack.
Fuck. So I'm sitting on my horse, stopped, staring at the table, seeing my master laid there. Do I see anybody around that I recognize?
Obviously, yeah. Yeah, you see a couple hunters. You see some people that you recognize. They're helping, trying to rebuild. Nobody's sending to the dead because obviously they're dead, but all of them have like their hands crossed, and there's a lot of like sheets over most of them. Everybody, like, there's been somebody that has closed everybody's eyes, and you know, they all look peaceful. There's actually, you see kind of off to the distance, there is a little graveyard, and there is multiple people digging graves.
I will get off my horse, walk over to the table, and I see my master, I'm guessing, just laid on the table.
Yep, his eyes are closed. He does have a really big gash across his chest. His blood, he's soaked in blood, but his hands are crossed over his chest.
I would like to take the cape out that I have, because I'm currently wearing a poncho, the gray, the muddy poncho. I take out the green cloak with his initials on it, and I would drape it over him. Looking up from the table, do I see any hunters that I know well?
You actually feel a hand on your shoulder, and it is a lady you would know from the marketplace that she just sells, you know, common good stuff. She says, Cass, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I was too late. If only I'd have been here sooner. He asked me to go find help. I found help. But, yeah. If only I'd have been here sooner. If only I'd have been here. If I didn't leave, I would have been here.
There were so many of them, honestly.
What do they look like?
They had like multiple legs. They were like, some had tails with spikes on them. Some didn't. They moved fairly quickly. Could jump on things. Typically 4 legs.
Did they come from the jungle, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. Is the house still standing? Was it gone?
Yes, it's been a little damaged, but nothing that can't be.
How many hunters left in town?
Only about 5.
Can you gather them up and meet me in the square?
Sure. And she like hurries off.
I would head over to my house. Go inside to my master's items. Basically, okay. He has a table where he has his books, his maps, his chair in front of the fire kind of thing. And then in the corner is like gear storage.
Sure.
I would like to, because he gave me his bow, but I would like to take his quiver for his arrows.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just swap out.
Yeah, it's like it's like a dark green quiver with like brown stitching in it. Very nice. It's Elven made, so.
Okay, well, I'll take that. And I'll take my robe, so my cloak that's on the side, because he gave me his. So I will take mine, which mine's just dirty, pretty much. But I take mine, I'll hang my poncho up, and I'll take my cloak, and then I'll head out to go find the rest of the hunters.
By the time you get back to like the little square, Esten and Katrin, you show up.
Do I see my mentor anywhere?
Yeah, he's like currently helping some of the woodworkers. He's like using his magic to lift up like this big beam, like with like telekinesis.
Yep.
And he's like getting it in place for him so they can hammer it in and secure it down.
Okay. I will walk over to him. Just stand there for a second.
And he's like,
not distracting him or anything. Just,
Catherine, you're back.
Yes. We can talk after you're done with your telekinesis. Yes.
One second. And one of the woodworkers yells down, "All right, we're good." And he drops his hands and.
Oh. Telekinesis is such a good spell, you know?
It yes. But fireball is more destructive.
You're back. So? Yes.
We have a lot of to talk about.
Yes.
But first, you should come with us.
Okay.
We need to find Cass. He's somewhere here.
I saw him. He's actually, and I mean, it's a small town, and you actually see Cass walking towards like the square of the town.
Oh, no, mind.
Where's the master of the farm?
And you see Katrin's master kind of just shake his head. He like lowers it and just shakes his head.
Well,
and you guys see Cass, and you obviously can tell something's very, very wrong.
I walk up to Cass, and when I approach him, slowly lay my hand on his shoulder, not really saying anything.
Continue walking toward the group of people with a witcher in tow.
Yeah. I mean, this is like you guys are at the square at this point.
Okay. So I would like to address the hunters. My friends, I know you know who I am. I know who you are. I'm sorry I wasn't here to help. As you know, I left town. I rode into Evercroft when there was the previous attack about a month ago. To acquire more help for the town from the king. And he requested that I help Estan here and the mage from the palace in an endeavor. And I did. And I spoke to my master regarding it. And he mentioned to me that I need to go and find a way to help any way we can to remove the monsters from, or be able to attack, well, possible attacks in the future, but prevent them and possibly kill monsters. And he sent me a way to do that. And I've come back with knowledge and a witcher. Just so happens that he is a master at killing monsters. How many do you guys know attacks the farm?
Like, how many creatures?
Yeah.
I couldn't count them all. And another one's like, yeah, we were in the midst of battle. Like, it's kind of hard to count when you got people dying left and right all around you. It was too many. It was a lot. An army.
Did you manage to take any down?
No. Not a single one.
What did they look like?
They had, like, four legs and... Some had tails, some didn't.
Yes, show your drawings.
I was literally just going through my book. I pull out my book and I show them the page on the...
I'm wondering if it might be some more Endriggers.
On the Endrigger. I show them on the Endrigger and the Kikimora.
They say, one of them points to the Endrigger. Says, yeah, that looks like them.
No other monsters, just these as a horde.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of them.
Didn't you say they have... I'm sure you mentioned nests or roosts or something like that you mentioned before, Estan?
Yes, but it is very strange. If they have their nests in the Dakuru jungle, they don't just go out the jungle and attack things on random. This is very strange behavior for them.
I don't think this is random.
I'm going to say to the hunters, what happened
prior to the attack? No, me neither, but yeah.
Was anybody in the jungles prior to the attack? Was there attacks previously from these? I know a month ago there was an attack, but there was only like two or three of them, and then they left.
So at this point, a little bit of a crowd has formed up, and a young boy steps forward, very young boy. You know this to be a blacksmith's son. He said, I saw like some purple magic or something, like off on the tree line.
I'm going to look up
right
and
before
look,
their
look
attack.
Towards, while he's talking, I'm looking up and I'm looking at Katrin and Esther. I'm like,
yeah, I'm already.
That's really all I saw. Then I got really scared and I went and hid. And he like looks down at his feet.
It's okay. I'm going to take a knee next to him and say, is your father still here?
Yeah, he's helping the other blacksmiths.
Why don't you run along and try and do the best you can to help them?
Okay. And he like runs off real fast. But he saw like purple aura of magic like swirl up into the air right before on the tree line right before the Andragas came and attacked. Kind of just to put it in a better perspective for you guys.
Katrin, do you think this race could manipulate monsters as well as humans?
I have no doubt they'd be able to.
Because this is not a natural behavior for monsters.
Like I said, we need to talk.
Well, okay, first I need to examine these bodies as well.
The hunters speak up and are like, is there a cast? First off, don't blame yourself. You're trying to help us in other ways. So please don't blame yourself. But not to be rude, if there's nothing else, we're going to go start continuing our work. There's a lot of work that needs to be done.
There is one more thing. So these monsters, you were unable to hurt them. In my time I've spent with Estan here, I've learned that silver weaponry and fire actually hurt these creatures. So my suggestion for you guys is the supplies you've got to rebuild the town, build a fence along the edge of the jungle.
Sorry.
And if needed, set it on fire if there's another attack. They don't like fire, they won't come near it. That'll be a form of defense. Am I right with that, Estan?
Usually, yes, but I'm not sure with these, they behave different than the usual, but it's still better than nothing. So I suggest you do it.
Yeah, so, and whilst you're doing that, I have not a solution, but I have an idea on how to protect from further attacks and possibly a way to kill these creatures. But it does require a bit of diplomacy, and Katrin, I'm going to need your help with that.
I will help.
Okay. Who's in charge of Honey Birch now?
Honey Birch. Let me see.
Honey Birch. I said Honey Birch, didn't I?
I've been saying Honey Birch the whole time as well.
Honey Birch.
Honey Birch has like, so it's so small, they don't really have like a jarl or anything, but there is like a head guy sort of who wasn't Cass's old man, but his name is Harding.
Is he here currently?
Cass, give me a perception roll. What'd you get?
Can I give you one?
Jesus. Yeah, sure.
And before he's laid on the table.
You see a guy that is like kind of not like barking orders, but giving some orders out to some people. Maybe you tap Cass and say, hey, is that like the head guy? And he says, yeah, that's him.
I'd like to approach him.
You approach him and he's a human male. He's got red hair, green eyes, and some freckles that like kind of go across his nose onto his cheeks. And first off, he looks, Cass, do you go with him?
Yes, I finished with the hunters. They've gone through their thing.
Yeah.
All three of us, I'm guessing, walking over that way.
He looks at you and says, Cass, I'm so sorry. We have a nice place to bury your master.
I appreciate it.
Of course. He's like, who are your friends?
This is Estan. He's a witcher. My master sent me to go find help.
Yes, he's told me. He's told help. Me.
How many people were left homeless after the attack?
About half the town.
Well, my lodgings are available to you. Any of the kids that were left homeless, feel free to shelter them in there while everything else gets filled up. I'm not going to be using it for a while. I still feel not responsible, but I feel like I need to still provide help for Honey Birch, in any way I'm able to.
Well, unless you told the monster to attack our farm, you shouldn't feel responsible. So don't beat yourself up over it. I know it's kind of hard.
I should have been here with Estan. I should have bought him earlier.
Well, we were trying to find.
Anyway, what's done is done.
Yeah, we can stand here and talk about what we should have done. Yes, of course, but what is done is done. So
we need to stop it happening in the future.
And that's what I wanted to talk about. I can help you folk. But I hate to bring this subject up since you are all now very troubled, though I feel for you, but this is my work and I myself require payment to get by my way of life.
How much did the king give you for that previous business?
Oh, Katrin has the money.
No, he gave it to you.
To me? Oh, yeah. I thought that this was Katrin's, like, quest.
Well, not... I mean, yes and no. But he did give the bag of gold to you.
Yes.
Don't know if I should say that in front of that guy. It was a lot.
I didn't say how much it was. I just basically
However, I understand that if you do not have the necessary means right now.
Yeah.
We can have another solution when the time is right, considering the payment.
Yeah, unfortunately, as small town as we are, there's no way to pay you even 5 gold.
We can stand here and work on this all day.
Estan, if I'm to travel with you, any future business that we have, you may take my cut as payment.
Oh, no. Everyone gets his share, though. I understand that, and it's not an uncommon thing that happens to a witcher, though if you want my help, we can find another solution.
Yes, of course. I would love your help, but if it's in means of payment for it, I just can't do it right now. Maybe once the town is rebuilt.
A different kind.
Yeah. What did you have in mind?
Don't tell me you're going to steal the children.
The law of surprise!
No.
Give what is unexpected to you and you return home.
I don't know if these people even know about that.
They don't.
Well, how to explain that?
Yeah, that's a...
There's an ancient law or an ancient rule with my order.
I'm listening.
Oh, God. Wait, let me... have a look at it. Instead of gold, I can take the payment of what you find at home yet don't expect.
What I find at home but don't expect.
Which that would be my payment, whatever it might be.
What the hell does that mean?
It is an ancient law called the law of surprise. It has something to do with destiny.
Give me a persuasion roll. With advantage, because he doesn't really understand what you're talking about.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
He's taking the kids.
It doesn't have to be a kid. It can be anything.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that does it. What I find at home that I don't... Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. I mean, I definitely could do that.
All right, then we agree on that. And my help is yours.
Perfect. Well, thank you. Takes your hand.
Fuck, can we just break this down a sec? The witcher now has the rule of surprise. I don't like this.
I thought it might be a cool thing to throw in there.
Yeah. Fuck. Okay.
Okay. What do you guys want to do?
Well, first of all, I need to talk with my mentor, with Estan and Cass at the same time.
Yeah, so I would look for Katrin and me and Estan as we're walking over to find, I'm guessing we see her and her master.
Again, small town.
And Estan, as we're walking, I'm going to speak to Estan and say, Estan, I need your help. And I'm going to need your help. After we're finished here, we head to Ellingfall. We acquire means, either by the King of Evercroft or by some of our own means, and acquire some silver weaponry and we come back to Evercroft. Even if it's we find a silver blacksmith and we pay him to come to Evercroft and train the blacksmiths in how to use Silvercraft. And then Evercroft will then use silver shipped out of Ellingfall and make silver weaponry.
It's a good point that you bring up there. And I think this might also be a good thing for the king of Evercroft to administer, to take care of that his people get better defended with silver, for example. It's only one thing you can do.
And using Katrin as diplomacy, maybe get her to convince the king that this is the necessary steps to keep Evercroft.
Yeah, I mean,
his people safe from monsters.
This attack happened like basically right off his doorstep.
Yep.
So it's also in his interest.
And you are aware of bigger creatures that could possibly be in the jungle that could pose a threat to Evercroft.
Like a Cyclops.
Yeah, I mean, you know what we faced.
Yeah.
Who knows what else might be in the jungle?
Hey, well, this is what I wanted to talk about as well.
A bunch of these. If, say, 3 or 4 Cyclopses attacked Evercroft, there would be nothing but rubble. I need you to press this point to the king. Katrin, I need you to help with this as well, about pressing the point to acquire silver from Ellingfall to be able to help here. In the long term, it will help against monster attacks.
I also think that one witcher roaming out around the land doing all the contracts he can do might help some at some points, but not in a greater,
as you said,
area.
You don't know where these monsters are coming from. That,
so if
that
everyone just
mentioned
has...
about purple magic, this could be those people with those eyes.
Guys,
I'm just saying.
Guys, I would like to introduce my mentor, Udren Udmad.
Yes, I don't think we've met, but I do know of you two.
Udren, we met people with purple eyes from the ancient race here in Vevagula. And I believe that they may have something to do with these monsters reappearing, since they have reappeared themselves.
Yes, I mean...
First of all, I would like to point out that yes, we did complete the contract that the king set out with finding the guy that attacked or made the attack on Evercroft. However, the guy was being mind-controlled by one of these people with purple eyes. He did unfortunately die. We don't have to go into details about that.
Was the spell broken before his death?
No.
Ooh.
Yes. I don't know if we can get anything out of the guy that we captured, but he is in Evercroft.
Yeah, I might be able to do something, but you said people with purple eyes, that's just a myth.
It's not a myth anymore. I've seen them myself. I also saw them on the ship we were traveling towards Evercroft with. They're not a myth. They exist. And I believe they to be the cause of all these monsters popping up across Evercroft or Vevagula.
Looks like I have some research I need to do.
Yes. If you find anything, please, please let me know. I got some work in the jungle to take care of.
Yes, I plan on spending another week, maybe two here, helping out. And then I'll be heading back to Evercroft once back. That will be my main focus. This is disturbing, to say the least.
I know of some ruins in these jungles. Do you have any more information that you can give me?
Dakruvu ruins, yeah. Used to be... Well, not many people actually know too much about it. Some say it used to be like... the center point of a city. Not many people have been there because you have to pass, you go off the trail to get there. There was one explorer. What was his name? He's been there once. What is his name? His name was... God, what was his name? It started with an F? Fatio. Fatio. He's a gnome. Fadio, he's a gnome. He's like an explorer, like an archaeologist.
Would you know where he would be at the moment?
I believe he lives in Dustacre. There's a big museum in Dustacre that I think he works for.
We just came from Dustacre.
Yeah, he works at Dust. I think that's where he lives too. That'd probably be your best bet.
Well,
I'm afraid we're needed here for now.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I really know on it. I'm sure there is also a library in Dustacre I'm aware of that might have some more information on it. The library at Evercroft might as well. I mean, as far as I'm aware, he's the only one that's been there. Some sort of archaeologist, tomb raider kind sort of person.
I love the tomb raider kind.
Yeah, I don't know. But as far as that, yeah, the Dekku ruins, there's a lot of stories around it, but hard to get to, I know for sure.
So if we just assume that these ancient sorcerers use magic to charm monsters and dominate them into their services, it would still help, I think, to kill the monsters, unless they can summon monsters out of the ground, you know?
Yeah, that would be
terrifying. If we cleanse these, they need new servants, you know? So yeah, still, rooting out these maybe nests would certainly help as well.
Yes, could do. I mean, it seems like there's no shortage of monsters. So let's say they can control monsters. You kill one beast, you replace it with another.
Yeah, and with that Andriga problem, I think we need to cut off the head from this snake. I mean, sure, if we get our hands on these guys, sure. But I was thinking about some kind of an Andriga queen, something like that.
Yeah, there might be. I'm not too sure. I'm not very familiar with Andriga.
Well, yeah, it's hard to find them, and they usually stay in their lair, pretty guarded by the rest of their spawn. But if you just kill these little minions, as you say, and one replaces the other that way, but if you cut the head of that snake, it might help solve the problem better.
Yes.
Just a theory.
Yeah, at this point, that's all we have, isn't it? Theories.
Yeah, and my theory is the more ancient, the more chance we have to find these purple eyes. So I believe that somebody is holding out Dakururu jungle.
Possibly. Again, you'd have to travel there. And as far as I'm aware, there are no maps showing you the way.
No. But we have
there's
Cass.
No path, there's no river, there's no...
Cass,
you have to travel through the mountain, or the forest.
How well do you know the jungles?
Like the back of my hand. I've grown up here. I know it well.
Do you know where these ruins are?
I can't say I do. There is places in the jungle where you cannot get to, where they're inaccessible.
Possibly I believe there. We can get there.
So I'll say real fast... Cass, you would have heard of stories and stuff. If you're at a tall point in Evercroft, you can actually see this tower, this ruin. It stands above all the trees, but it's too deep into the jungle. You wouldn't dare go that deep.
As I said, I know there's places in the jungle where you can't get to because it's just not hospitable for people to travel through. It's so dense. Even through the trees, which I prefer than on the ground, even so... The trees start getting thick. You start getting some vines. You cannot cut. Even the sharpest of blades could not cut through the vines. So I'm aware that there is possibly something, some structure in there, but you cannot get a good eyes on what it is.
That's where magic might come in handy.
Quite possibly. If you know some to be able to cut these trees down, then if we had a cyclops, we could just plow right through there.
What if we fly?
And if whatever is lurking in there might also be responsible for these attacks on Honeyburg. It's worth cleansing out.
I'm sorry, but Katrin just said, what if we fly? I mean, do you have wings?
No, but I have magic.
How do we fly with magic?
Well, you fly.
Don't even try to understand that it's way too...
How far to this tower from here?
Oh my God.
And it's hard to pinpoint down if you don't know the exact location.
You can only see it from a tall point in Evercroft.
Yes, I believe so, because I've seen it.
And if you get to the jungles, the trees are too tall. Even if I climb a tree, I don't know a good way where I can see over the canopies, because it's quite flat. I've not been that far. I've been a good way through the jungle, but I've not been that far. I'm going to say a good 3-4 days, possibly, because of all the dense jungles. That's the only thing I can say. for certain. It could be less, it could be more. I just do not know. Even with my expertise in the jungle, I'm going to say to you, if you go on an expedition towards it, yes, you might be able to get there. But will it take you a week? Will it take you a month? I don't know.
Well, then.
I guess there's only one way of finding out.
We better get to it.
Oh.
Rodrin, we're going to need supplies. You're going to help. You're still being helping this village, right?
Yeah, I'll be here for 2 weeks at most, at a minimum.
Okay. I need to head back to Evercroft to gather supplies for this trip. Yes, but I can be here tomorrow.
I need to speak to the king in Evercroft as well.
At this point, it's like almost nighttime. Remember, you guys showed up about noon, midday. At this point, it's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So
yeah, I think we should take a rest
until eight, but might be smart to rest here at night. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to find Harding and bury my master this evening before in the morning we head back to Evercroft.
There's this beautiful, it's the only tree there. It's a pink blossoming tree. It's kind of sits a little bit. There's not like a big hill or anything, but it's a little bit elevated on like a small hill. There's a perfect spot that you've dug out for your master. It sits right below the tree. You are walking with his body. I don't know if Katrin and Esten want to join this or not.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure, I'll join. Yeah.
Okay. So you three are walking. I kind of picture it. Cass is in the front. Princess carrying his master. Katrin and Esten, you are following him behind. And as you guys are walking through the town, people start to join you. Mm-hmm. By the time you get to this tree, the whole town and everybody from Evercroft is in like an arch watching you in silence. Wind blows, rustles the trees as you lay your master in his grave. Pink blossoming flowers from the tree fall down on your master as you finish laying him down. Is there anything you want to say before you bury your master?
I turn around to the whole town, mentioning he took me in when no one else would. He'd had a long life and I didn't think this would be the way he'd go. He always wished that he'd have one great hunt and a beast would get a better of him and they would fall together side by side in the jungle. Seems that's not the case. Before his death, he asked me to do one thing, and so how may be it, I vow to my last breath, I will make this place safe for you and the rest of the future generations of your children. That is my vow. I will keep Honeybirch safe to my best abilities, and hopefully we have no more losses. His loss is significant to me and to the farms. Everyone else has had their own losses. Each one is important to us. Each one needs to be remembered and never forgotten.
As you turn around, the sun starts to set. Birds have landed on the tree as you were speaking and are singing a nice soft melody. As you grab a spade and you start to pour dirt. As you get finished, people have started to move away. You stand there looking out into the sun with this burning hate, this burning passion of wanting to keep this town you grew up in. And with that, the camera will pan up into the sky, into the starry nights. And will you be able to save your town from further attacks or not? I don't know, but I guess we will find out next time on the next episode of the Chronicles of Avangula.